pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much, Christine. We're back this now time for the news version at 18 hours. The headlines. NGOCC stands at 2026 budget for ignoring women and girls. Health experts urges government to fast track digital tablets for drug monitoring. And an international news with vote on electronic identity card for second time. Now the news in detail. The non-governmental gender organization coordination council has criticized the proposed 253.1 billion kwacha 2026 national budget, stating that while it reflects ambition and ongoing investment, it fails to deliver equity for women, youth and marginalized communities. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Amanera has acknowledged the positive aspects of the budget, including the continued recruitment of teachers and health workers, the expansion of social protection programs and increased investment in infrastructure for health, education and sanitation. However, Ms. Amanela has expressed concern over what she described as a painful silence on key gender issues. She has cited several critical omissions in the budget, including zero funding to combat menstrual poverty, no allocation for the construction of rural boarding facilities for girls, which are essential to keeping girls in school, among others. Ms. Amanela said despite a government-stated commitment to equity, the budget lacks targeted action to support women and girls.
The proposed 2026 national budget shows little to no traction in allocating funds to fight non-pandemic or curb gender-based violence, GBV, despite it being one of the country's most prevalent human rights violations against women. Added to the non-commitment towards GBV, the minister failed to allocate funds towards the operationalization of the Gender Equity and Equality Commission. Further, to express profound reservations about the increase in the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, especially given the reduction in other equally important sectors. The persistent bottleneck, misuse and low absorption rate of the CDF should have seen the minister redirect this money toward more critical areas like health, social protection, education and agriculture.
Health expert Dr. Kevin Lenga has expressed concern over government's ongoing delay in implementing key measures to curb drug adulterage in public health facilities, especially the plan to equip community health workers with digital tablets to monitor drug usage. In an interview with Hot FM News, Dr. Lenga said providing digital tools to local health workers could greatly improve transparency and accountability in medicine distribution and use. He has emphasized that such a technology would not only boost oversight, but also empower communities to actively protect public health resources. Dr. Mlenga has called on governments to urgently roll out the initiative and ensure community health workers receive proper training and support to effectively carry out their monitoring duties.
The thing is that the announcement is, of course, something that anyone will come, but unfortunately, as you say, the implementation leaves much to be desired. And it's disappointing that we make pronouncements, but we don't see them through. And that's why we continue going through these drug issues, stealing of drugs, wrong procurement. Whatever we decide, we don't carry out. And for us, it helps quite disappointing.
The Ministry of Education says it has started nationwide distribution of hard copy syllabuses for 33 subjects to ensure teaching and learning materials reach all areas, including remote and underserved communities. Ministry Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, said the initiative is part of the government's broader strategy to improve education quality by standardizing content and providing teachers with clear instructional guidelines. In addition to general education syllabuses, the ministry has developed tailored materials for youth and adult literacy programs, reaching over 38,000 learners so far and equipping them with essential reading and writing skills. Dr. Mambwe has emphasized the government's commitment to promoting inclusive education and lifelong learning opportunities for all citizens.
We've also beginning to distribute hard copies of all the syllabuses in 33 subject areas across the country. This process is starting before the end of this quarter. And we have developed syllabi for youth and adult literacy, the so-called Shibukeni. We have revised it and it's well structured now. And so far we have trained or we've reached out to 8,000 youth and adults in terms of equipping them with literacy skills at that level.
Chief Kale of Nkema District in Western Province has expressed optimism ahead of the upcoming farming season following a bumper harvest recorded in his chiefdom this year. He has attributed the good yield to farmers' hard work and favorable rainfall, noting that the harvest has improved both household food security and income. However, the traditional leader has urged governments to expedite the distribution of farming inputs to ensure farmers are adequately prepared for the next season. Chief Kahare has stressed that timely access to seeds and fertilizer is crucial to maintaining the current momentum in agricultural productivity.
The last farming season was bad. Now this one has likely improved because we are coming from the drought situation of the last farming season. But this one is likely better. Although we had a bit of a dry spell, but then things are okay. So we have produced enough and we have enough food.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Fruits and Vegetables Association President Bernard Sikunyongana has expressed concern over the government's failure to establish cold storage facilities essential for exporting fresh produce. Mr. Sikunyongana says that lack of this infrastructure is a major setback for local farmers aiming to access international markets. He has stressed that setting up cold rooms should be a top priority standard too about expanding its export sector. Mr. Sikunyongana has explained that to meet international quality standards, fruits and vegetables must be stored at specific temperatures before transportation.
Up to now, we are not aware of any plans for the government to set up storage facilities for fruits and vegetables. And this is one thing that the people may not understand. You know, we as a country, Zambia, for us to export these fruits and vegetables anywhere in the world, all those products must be in a cold room for a certain temperature before we can export it. So the cold room facilities are like, it's supposed to be the first priority for us to meet the export standard, for us to meet the SPSC, you know, requirements. If we do not have cold room facilities, it will be difficult for us to export any food.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
A referendum in Switzerland to decide whether to introduce electronic identity cards is taking place, with initial projections suggesting voters are evenly split. It is the second nationwide ballot on the issue after the idea was rejected in 2021 over data protection concerns and unease over the proposed system being largely run by private firms. Under the